Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Say no to the dress. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Outside of Pittsburgh is a place called Altoona, a mid-sized Pennsylvania city developed during the railroad expansion. But that's not all it's known for. It's also known for a mansion that has some pretty unhappy ghosts in it, and one very haunted wedding dress. Today we're talking about the Baker Mansion, and the doomed family, and their possessions, within it. The Baker Mansion was built in 1844 and was originally home to ironmaster Elias Baker and his wife, Hetty Baker. Elias and Hetty, great names, had two sons, David Woods Baker and Sylvester Baker, which they moved into the house, described as a, quote, tolerable good mansion house, from their prior residence in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Shortly after they arrived at the Baker Mansion, Hetty and Elias had a daughter named Anna. A fourth child, Margareta, was born in 1839, but she died of diphtheria when she was two. Along with being a rich iron baron with steel shares all over Pennsylvania, Elias was a bit of an uptight asshole. First, he wanted to make the mansion even bigger and grander. In 1848, Elias started renovation on the mansion to the tune of $15,000. That's over $500,000 today. But lots of weird problems and delays kept it from being completed. Finally, 5 expensive years later, the house was done. But with all the expenses and falling iron prices, Elias was almost in financial ruin when the house was completed. But he would only enjoy his refinished mansion for about 10 more years, dying in 1864. Hetty Baker died almost 30 years later in 1900. The lives of the Baker children proved a little more interesting and more tragic. The oldest son, David Woods Baker, married a woman named Sarah Tuthill in 1851, and they had one daughter, Louise, in 1852. Just 2 weeks after his daughter Louise was born, the new father was killed in a freak steamboat boiler explosion. The youngest Baker siblings, Sylvester and Anna, both remained single and lived in the mansion until their deaths. But not before Anna's spirit was systemically crushed by her overbearing father and, well, societal expectation. While her father was still alive, Anna fell in love with one of her father's employees, a servant at the house. A beautiful young woman of, quote, good breeding, Anna suspected that her family, mostly her father, wouldn't exactly like her new relationship. So Anna and her boyfriend kept it hidden. But one day, her boyfriend surprised her with a gift, an engagement ring. Unable to contain her happiness, Anna shared the news of the relationship with her family. Elias was furious. He was a rich and powerful man, and his daughter marrying one of his employees was shameful. To him, Anna's fiancé was of low breeding and had no real future to provide his daughter, only degrading the cachet of the family. Elias, ever the domineering ironmaster, made Anna break up with her fiancé and dissolve the engagement. Anna, of course, was heartbroken. But probably the cruelest move, Elias didn't dismiss Anna's fiancé from his job at the Baker house, no. Anna and her love essentially just had to continue on with their lives in the house, under the watchful and controlling eyes of Elias. Eventually, Anna's fiancé quit his job at the Baker house, and Anna lost touch with him. After that, Anna realized two could play the game of how to ruin the family's reputation. She vowed that if she could not marry the man she loved, she would never marry anyone. Much to her family's frustration, she publicly rejected every remotely, quote, appropriate suitor, one right after the other. When Elias Baker died, Anna kept thinking about her lost love. She tracked him down, as the story goes, and visited him at his new address. There, she encountered more heartbreak. He was married with a family. He had gotten over their breakup and, of course, moved on. But Anna had clearly not, and she felt shame, bitterness, sadness. She felt like she had been strong-armed into giving up her only chance at happiness and true love, for no good reason but the family's public perception and her father's overblown ego. Bitter with disappointment, Anna returned to the Baker Mansion, where she holed up there, safe or captive, depending on how you look at it, inside of her father's masterpiece. As time went on, her confinement became more and more strict, and she began to display odd behavior, leading the citizens of Altoona to suspect that she had gone mad with grief. She also started behaving erratically, according to town records, and was declared insane by the Altoona town doctor. Alone in the mansion, well, maybe with Sylvester, though I couldn't find much more on him, the maids would often find her dancing in the halls to the rhythm of her childhood music box. She'd be dressed, you guessed it, in her old white wedding gown, now graying with age. Anna died in 1914 alone. But there's so much more to her story. We'll get into it after the break.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello. Look at us.
We're in it. We're in the month.
It's October time, baby.
Some people call it the spooky season. And also so do we, because we don't have the creativity to come up with anything more clever.
Nope.
So we're going to co-opt spooky season.
Yeah. You got it. You heard it here first, though.
You heard it here 487th. Mm-hmm. Probably today.
That's right. But I'm excited. This is really our prime time. This is our Met Gala. This is our Super Bowl this month. And we have some very exciting things in store.
All month it's going to be spooktacular.
Oh, yeah.
In Shocktober.
Whoa. I mean, it sounds like a lot.
It's controversial.
Mm-hmm, that's right. But really pushing the envelope over here.
We got something special cooking up, especially closer to Halloween. So you're not going to miss that. So
yeah.
If you're somebody who's listening and not subscribed to wherever you're listening to this podcast, please subscribe because put out two episodes a week and you don't want to miss any, especially this month.
Yeah.
In fact, subscribe now. And if you're not satisfied with this free product, you can just unsubscribe at the end.
Wow, that's our guarantee to you.
Yeah.
You're able to do that.
Yeah, you just press one button to subscribe and then press it again to unsubscribe.
It's a pretty good deal.
But we want to say hello to anyone who's listening, supporting the show, spreading the good word.
Thank you.
Shouting it from mountain high.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelical style, baby.
That's right.
Speaking in tongues.
Ooh, snakes and things.
I learned a little speaking in tongues. It's kind of like Ghost Town podcast is good. Is that weird?
Devil's language.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, it sounds scary and fun.
Speaking of fun, want to say what up to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Party time.
Hey. Da-da-da-da.
We want to say hello to the mayors who are getting their costumes ready.
Yeah. And now we're not talking sheriff's badges here.
They have their starter costumes. They might not stick with this. The mummy in toilet paper.
I thought you were going to say, give them all sexy names.
No, later in the month.
Okay, you got it.
We'll work into it. We got to start
mummy
off.
Mummy and toilet paper.
Mummy and toilet paper, Stephen Bates.
Hello.
Just straight up cat ears with nothing else. No more work put into it.
Okay.
Cat Joselle.
Oh, hello.
So.
Nice work, Cat.
She's like, I already got the name.
You were busy
this week.
Get off
my freaking back. And as Pearl from the movie Pearl.
Jesus.
Right on the mark.
Uh-huh.
And this is it's a great movie. I don't know if anyone's seen it. Have you seen
No,
Pearl?
Not yet.
It's really, really
it's
good.
It's next on my list.
It's really great. Dara Rosenzweig.
Amazing. She's just Pearl from the movie Pearl?
Just Pearl. But no, not as Pearl. Just like when she's not on, like when she gets to set. Like she's not even dressed up. Like she's just wearing like.
Just coming in her sweats, camera ready. Sweat,
just
clean
a
face,
sweats,
clean face.
A hoodie. You know what I mean? Like that. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
And as Borat, full regalia, full. It's a little late, but she's like, whatever. No. I do a good impression. Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
All month, it's going to be all Halloween stuff this month. Everyone's getting a different costume.
Oh, I can't wait. All the hits. We're starting with the hits, foundational shit. But wait.
We have our governor.
Mm-hmm.
Who's kicking this thing off? All she's wearing is a paper name tag that says, my name is, and she just puts a different name that's not hers.
Whoa. Wow.
Because she doesn't need to.
She doesn't fucking fuck around. She's just here.
You're lucky she showed up.
Candy. Exactly. She showed up. She brought a six pack. She slapped on a name tag. She's got shit to do.
And her name is?
Avian Noble. But not tonight. Tonight it's Aaron.
Yeah. Beth. Whatever. Yeah, normal names.
That's wonderful.
Sensible
that's
names.
Wonderful. Steven, you'll be getting your pin soon. Look out for
yes.
it.
And some other stuff.
And some
for
other
being a new mayor, yes.
goodies.
If you want no ads, no chit chat, bonus episodes, there's like 70 of them. you want to binge and you don't want to hear all this junk, no ads, you don't got time, check out patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
All right.
You want to just get right back into it? Get right back into it.
Let's do it. Let's get into it. We got more announcements all month. Yes. So let's cut the shit right now and go back to Pennsylvania, Altoona, where in 1922, the Baker Mansion was turned into a private museum. The Blair County Historical Society did this. They tried to preserve as much of the house as they could, specifically Anna's room. You should check it out. There's a tour. It is beautifully restored. It looks like the home of a rich white lady from the 1800s. A lot of dark woods, jewel-tone fabrics. It is eerie. They did a really great job. Anna's room, of course, has lots of period items on display, too, just for visitors to look and get a sense of the time. Her dress used to actually be in that room, but it got too worn and it's not currently on display and likely won't be in the near future. But don't worry. If you go, you'll be able to view another different creepy period wedding dress. One of the items that is on display is the antique wedding dress worn by a woman named Elizabeth Bell, the daughter of another wealthy ironmaster from Bellwood. Good enough, right? Sealed in a life-sized glass case and placed in Anna's preserved bedroom, the Blair County historians who ran the museum started witnessing the skirts of the gown swaying, as if dancing, perhaps to the tune of Anna's music box, which is also in the room. The dress case has been seen rocking so violently that they thought the case would shatter. And the music box? Well, it starts playing on its own, of course. Shoes and a parasol are also on display in the room and are seen moving or slightly adjusted in their display cases. Still others witness the shadowy image of a sad woman in the mirror staring back at them. The Baker Mansion was opened up for everyone as a historical museum in 1941, and wouldn't you know it, more paranormal and unexplained incidents started happening more regularly. Now witnesses said the glass would shake even more, as if someone wasn't dancing, but trying to get inside of it. During full moons, the dress would rotate around in the case, as if observing visitors at the museum. The dress had also been known to cause hallucinations and dizziness, especially around Halloween. And in case you were wondering, it's not just Anna Baker haunting the mansion. Sometimes people will catch a glimpse of a woman's spirit dressed in black, possibly Hetty, Anna's mother. Elias Baker's ghost has also been spotted more than a few times descending the steps of the mansion, looking over the expensive renovations that brought him so much pride. He is said to walk with a cane, and some tour guides would hear the tapping of a cane as they were closing up for the night. Remember David Baker, Anna's older brother who died in a freak steamboat accident in 1852? Well, eventually, his body moved around burial sites and ended up finding a home in one of the rooms of the mansion. Screams have been reported coming from this particular room, reliving the fateful day his life was taken away from him. Of course, some people have witnessed furniture in the house moving on its own, which isn't tied to any Baker ghost per se. It's just independently very terrifying. But the Baker house's hauntedness is not without its critics. Some Altoona residents think the whole thing is staged, just a ploy to get more tourists. There have been rumors that the mayor of Altoona purposefully developed the Haunted Baker tale so that they could get more attention, and of course, more attention means more money. I couldn't find exactly which mayor this was, but if you know them, I'd love to talk to them. The opening up of the mansion as a museum was also seen to be in poor taste by some, to exaggerate the Baker story and its haunted legacy. But people still go there all the time, and some get pretty spooky pictures. I'm going to show Jason a picture taken by a Pennsylvania blogger named Patricia at PennsylvaniaMountainsOfAttractions.com. And again, we've discussed a lot of different pictures on this podcast. We'll talk about this one.
Yeah, I see that.
So we're looking at a corner of Anna's room. And the window is open. There's a big curtain on it. And again, we have seen so many of these pictures. We've seen orbs. We've seen blurs. This one is pretty good. It looks like a whitish silhouette of a woman or a dress in the corner. It's not the dress. It's literally sitting on a bureau. But it's
and the room itself would make that kind of shadow or anything like that. It doesn't look like it's supposed to be there.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty creepy. And we can put this picture up. It's again, very creepy and very good. I can't see anything. I'm not an expert in like photo doctoring. Might be, who the fuck knows. But there's lots of pictures like of this online of the house. And I want to commend this woman for getting something that actually looks like a human being versus like a lens flare.
Or something that's been obviously doctored.
Exactly. Over the like years. Looks like too creepy to be real. Sharon Immler of East Freedom, Pennsylvania, worked as a tour guide at the mansion from 1988 to 1990. As she closed up one summer evening in 1989, she secured the shutters on the windows. She said, quote, "We walked outside and my coworker said to me, 'I thought you closed up all the shutters.' When she looked up at the back of the mansion, all of the shutters were completely wide open. We looked at each other and said, quote, 'Elias is at it again.' An imprint on the couch would happen in the double parlor and the room would get very cold," another tour guide recalled. They also thought that was Elias. Patty Wilson, an area paranormal researcher, recounted a story of a woman who, in the 1970s, suffered some car trouble one evening in front of the mansion. Missing the sign, she assumed it was a regular house and knocked on the door for some help. Quote, "Someone on the other side of the door knocked back, and she could hear them moving around inside," Wilson said. The next day, she returned to give them a piece of her mind for ignoring her, and she was told the mansion closed at 5 p.m. There would have been no one in the building at that time. Wilson also said that in the 1970s and 80s, pads were installed under the carpeting, connected to an alarm system that would alert Altoona police if an intruder was in the mansion. Quote, "I talked to three different officers who said their police dogs backed out of areas where the pads would register someone walking," she said. "I could, offhand, tell you at least half a dozen more stories." And finally, in October of 2015, a local journalist for the Altoona Mirror decided to stay the night in Anna's room. The night was pretty boring for the most part. They report on it in detail, their experience of it, but some paranormal researchers that were with him went downstairs around midnight, and they were working with an ovilus. An ovilus is a device containing 12,000 words that a robotic voice can announce at random. The idea is that a ghost can manipulate the ovilus to answer questions or string together a rudimentary sentence. In the parlor, some random words came through, like door and storm. Eventually, the ovilus got to Iron Master and 15. The journalist, hearing some activity, came downstairs to the parlor to see what the researchers were doing. When he did, the machine went crazy, repeating words like vacate and run, 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 run. The museum is still open to the public and is only $10, and there's a new exhibit on bridal fashion that looks particularly creepy. But if you can't make it to Altoona, the virtual tour at blairhistory.org/Baker Mansion is very good and can get you right up close to all of Anna's haunted items just in time for Halloween.